This call is being recorded.
Just focus on your breathing. Just breathe rhythmically and gently. And just let yourself begin to relax and let go more and more. As you focus on your breath, as you breathe in the light, with a deep breath, hold it for a few seconds, and then exhale out any tension, stress, negativity. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. And as you breathe in again, deeply, breathing in the light, and exhaling out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body, in your chakra centers, and visualize and see all of your chakras now. Although there are 12 chakras, 4 of them have yet to begin to come online. But the 8 chakras now, the 7 through your body, your physical body, corresponding to the glands within your body, and the 8th chakra, the soul star chakra, just above your head. So starting from the first chakra at the base of the spine, see that as a beautiful red color. And moving upward, the next orange, the 3rd in the solar plexus, yellow, the 4th, blue-green, just above the heart chakra, the high heart center, magenta, the 5th chakra at the throat area, sky blue, the 6th in the middle of the forehead, the 3rd eye, purple or indigo, and the 7th, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the 8th chakra, the soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your physical head, pure, brilliant white. Now see all of the chakras and their respective colors and the intensity of those colors. And the intensity of those colors, as you raise the intensity, you also raise the vibration within each of those chakras as well. And when you raise the vibration of all of your chakras, you are certainly raising the vibration of all of your bodies, both mental, physical, and spirit bodies. So feel the vibration within the chakras. Feel the intensity within that vibration and the resonance that is produced by that vibration. And feel it vibrating throughout your body now, throughout your physical form. Feel the chakras within you coming alive, knowing that they are even more real than your physical body is. Your physical body is only a vessel for you to use for this lifetime. At some point, you shed that physical body and move on with your spiritual bodies, including your astral and your etheric bodies. Now put your attention at your heart center or high heart center and your 6th chakra. And energetically connect the two by sending energy from your high heart center to your 3rd eye, and back down again to your high heart center and back up again to your sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead and around, forming a vortex of energy. And then feel yourself, your conscious knowing self, that point of consciousness that you are, being pulled into that vortex and exiting right there in the middle of your forehead. And now looking out through your third eye as a window or a doorway into the astral realm. And then just as you would through a doorway, exit out through it. And find your conscious knowing self now in your astral form. And your astral form becomes whatever you want it to be now. See your astral form as the idealized self that you would like to be, what you would like to look like, whatever that might be. Giving it reality. It does not matter what you look like, it matters that it becomes real for you. And in that realized ideal reality of your astral body, feel yourself now beginning to lift up in your astral and etheric form, leaving your physical body behind, rising up higher and higher, up through the clouds, up through the sky, until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And now look back down and see your physical body and the earth way down there. And now within your physical body, see the violet flame beginning to expand within your physical form, beginning to grow until it completely engulfs your physical form. And at the same time, it is also engulfing your astral and etheric form as well. And the purpose of expanding your violet flame and engulfing your bodies is to remove or purge out all the old programming that is stored within these chakra centers. All the old memories, all being purged out now with the use of this violet flame. As a tool to bring about higher vibration within you. Because as you remove all of the old programming, that in itself will increase your vibration tremendously. And because the old programming is removed, or purged away, it no longer holds you down to this illusion of separation. You can now be free of it as you remove the programming. And when you remove the programming, you also replace that programming with something that is more akin to your new higher consciousness, which simply, with your mind and your intention, you can now create within yourself. You are that higher consciousness. You are the violet flame. And see it now continuing to expand and grow from your physical form, encompassing wherever that physical form is now sitting or laying, the entire building or area where you are, expanding past all of the outlying areas around your home, and growing and expanding to engulf the village, the city, the town, the state, and the country that you live in, and expanding beyond that. And as you are seeing this also from the viewpoint of being high above, you can watch this expansion now as your intention purposely expands this violet flame until it has reached across the oceans and all of the countries all over the world. All are engulfed now in this violet flame, and you can see the entire planet, Gaia herself, now engulfed by this violet flame. And at the same time as this violet flame now engulfs the planet and your bodies as well, see it now connecting also to the Christ consciousness grid that is also all around the planet, as the electrical connections, the connections of light, more and more are forming a continuous connection all across the planet to all of the sacred sites, all of the power sites across the planet, that at one time were all of the light, but the darkness came in and disconnected those filaments of light in many areas, bringing about dark areas, dark or lower vibration, which added to the darkness on the planet. But now it is all reversing because of the light working community that is anchoring and spreading the light. So see the connections all across the planet reconnecting now. The power points reconnecting, turning to the light, becoming the light once again. And the ensuing vibration that this brings about, bringing light into that area and the higher vibrations along with it. And this, of course, coupled with the energy waves that have been coming in for some time now from the galactic central sun and originating from the universal central sun, these waves of energy now, along with the connection of the grid and the violet flame purging out all the old programming and old memories, all coming together to bring about higher vibration across the planet, so that the planet is now vibrating and all of the people on the planet, all of life forms on the planet, all that have consciousness on the planet are vibrating now higher and higher, bringing about the coming wave of energy, that great pulse of energy that is even now moving toward the great central sun of this galaxy and will eventually come into the solar system through your central sun, through your sun of this solar system, and will come to the earth as that great solar flash that has been prophesied in many different civilizations, in many of your sacred books have spoken of this event that brings the great changeover to this planet and to all of life forms here on this planet. All of this is moving forward. All is part of the great plan, not only for this planet, but for the solar system and even the galaxy itself. So see now, as a result of this, for just a moment, visualize, intend, what this great changeover will be like to the people of the planet and the animals of the planet and the plants and even the rocks and stones. And of course, the crystalline structures that will also reappear all across the planet when the time or when the vibration has reached that point. So see people now coming together no longer separated by the illusion, but coming together in the new reality that is this golden age of Gaia. People clasping hands, hugging each other, coming together as one family across the planet, no longer separated by color or race or religion or any of those things of the past that have tended to separate man from man, woman from woman. See the world now coming together as one consciousness, and all knowing that one consciousness, knowing they are a part of that great consciousness, that universal consciousness, no longer to be separated again by the illusion of separation. Now, if you would, allow yourselves to come back to your physical form. Find your way back from wherever you are. Tuck your astral and etheric body back into your physical form. Coming back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And continue to feel the resonance within you now as you come back in, moving, resonating throughout your physical form. And your chakra centers becoming and knowing that they are more alive, more real, possibly than they have ever felt to you before. And I am your Saint Germain. And I come at this time to continue to assist you in knowing and understanding all that is taking place across the planet. Not only here in this country, the United States, but across the planet. Because it is what happens here in this country, in this United States for America, that will determine the course of history throughout the planet. For what happens here will happen everywhere, as freedom reigns once again here in this country and throughout the planet. All of this is moving in that direction now, moving to bring about the great changeover. And all it takes, my friends, is raising the vibration more and more across the planet to more and more people within this great awakening that is occurring. Even though you may not believe it is, because you look out at your loved ones and they seem quite asleep to you now. But that does not mean that they will remain in that way. For many of them are destined to become free within their minds and within their hearts. And even though it appears to be quite dark, as you have heard many times, there are those times where you have to move through the darkness to find the light within. And you are all doing that. And the more that you can maintain yourselves in a higher vibration, while all of those around you are finding themselves in lower vibrations because of fear that is spreading. But notice what is happening. Those of the forces of darkness are attempting to spread that fear, to hold that fear, to anchor that fear on the planet. But it is no longer working for the vast majority of the planet, of the people on the planet. They are not, what you would say, buying that anymore. Because they have are beginning to remember themselves. Remember within themselves. Not to the point that you all have, but they are beginning to feel something rising up within them, a new vibration rising within them. And it is triggering a conscious knowing change within them, so that they are no longer feeling that fear. The vibration being higher in so many places across the country is erasing the fear. And those of the forces of darkness are attempting to do what they have always done, by continuing to send that fear out, to propagandize that fear. But it is falling on deaf ears and more people. For they will not be held by that fear any longer when they are feeling the love rising up within them. Love will always expand beyond the fear. Love will always conquer the fear. For where there is unconditional love, there can be no fear. And fear is part of the illusion here, the 3D illusion. But it has no place within the higher vibrational frequencies of the higher dimensions, where you are all moving toward more and more. More and more are finding yourselves in those higher vibrations and falling back less and less. Because as you look at what is occurring in that three-dimensional illusionary world, as I said earlier, you are no longer buying it. You are no longer buying the illusion. Because you know, as you look at it, it is the illusion. Now, if you think about this, 10 years or so ago, when we were saying, this is all an illusion, many of you were saying to yourselves, or to your friends and loved ones, how can this be an illusion? This is reality. You did not understand what we spoke of. But now, more and more of you do. More and more of the collective consciousness of this planet are beginning to understand that. And if it is indeed an illusion, which you have created, you as a collective you, just the same as a collective you, you can uncreate it. And you can create whatever reality you want to have. And that is indeed what you are all doing more and more. Creating what you want in your life. Whether it is a change in relationship or a change in environment or a change in job. Whatever it might be. You are finding the power within yourselves, the I am consciousness within yourselves, to say no more. I will not be held back any longer by this third dimensional illusion. I will set myself free. And in setting myself free, in feeling the power within myself, I can now share that power outside of myself to others who are ready and willing and clamoring for the light to shine within themselves as well, even if they may not understand what that means at this point. They may not understand what the light is other than sunlight or light from a lamppost or whatever it might be. But you all know what the light is. You all know. And since you all know that, you are able to spread that knowledge, that knowing, that truth of the light within all of us. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now at this time in peace and love and the sharing of the violet flame to continue to purge out all the old programming that is no longer needed. For that is the programming that has led you into this illusion. And it will be the new programming that you provide that will lead you into the new vibration of the new life that you are moving toward. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready to continue with this show. Not the show, not the illusion, not the the movie that has been created by all of you and continuing to be something that is part of the controlling process of your forces of darkness here. Not that show, but the show that you are all creating together with us now. We are creating this all together to bring you to the next level of consciousness within yourself and to hold yourselves in that new higher consciousness, that new higher vibrational frequency, and to remain there longer and longer, more and more, so that you do not anymore have to fall back into the illusion, or not as much anyway. We know that it is very difficult at this point with all that is going on in your world to hold the higher vibrations 24 hours a day, or what you call 24/7. We know that is very difficult. But we are not asking you to find your way into a cave or a situation where you are outside of the realm of the illusion here. You must stay within the illusion, but within that illusion, rise above it and stay in the higher vibrations, even though everything around you appears to be moving into lower vibrations. We will tell you it is not. It is only the illusion that is showing that. And that is what the forces of darkness are continuing to count on here, that you will remain in the illusion. They themselves even know it is an illusion. They know they created this illusion. And they know that for you to be able to break out of this illusion, that you have to break out of fear. So they are doing everything they can to hold the fear here, anchor the fear here, just as all of you are doing everything you can to anchor the light. And light will always overcome fear. So we are ready now for your questions. You can unmute your phones if you have not already. And if you have questions, we will entertain them. Are there any questions?
Greetings, Moses here. I would like to learn what is the probability of this event that that surfaced recently about the possibility of the media, the cell phone towers, the television, the internet being shut down for a few days while the media mafia is arrested or controlled. You know, I know you have told us about keeping a few days of water and supplies and a few days of, you know, darkness perhaps. And I just wanted to know what are the probabilities, you know, looking at your crystal ball for the next month or two of us going through this event. Thank you very much.
You had us there, Moses, until you brought up the time frame, the month or two. So until that point, we would say that the probabilities, as you are asking, are very, very high, incredibly high even. But we will not come to the point of giving a time frame here, because everything is in flux. Everything is constantly changing as a part of this great plan. The plan is going forward exactly as it needs to. And all of you are exactly where you need to be within the plan right now. So there is no need to be concerned about how it happens or when it happens. Just know that it is in the process of happening. Arrests are happening. They are, those of the dark forces are being taken out of the picture. And we are not only speaking of those of what you might call the minions here, we are speaking also of the ones that are of what you would call the bloodline families that have been in control here for thousands of years. They are also in the process of being finding themselves debilitated here, where they can no longer bring about any havoc, bring about the fear and all of this that they are wanting. You see, the ones that are bringing the fear here in this country and in other countries across the planet, in your mandates and vaccines and mask wearing and all of this, they are finding now that they are being curtailed in every respect, whereas before they thought they could hold sway across the planet and control everything. They attempted to take control of every facet of your society, but they are finding that they are losing rapidly because the alliance is far stronger than those here on the planet that are attempting to hold on to the fear and anchor the fear here. That was not always the case when those of the Archons were very much a part of the expression of the dark forces and literally controlled those of the forces here on the planet. But they are no longer. So those here, those ones that the ones that you know of here on the planet are left separated from those ones that used to control all of this. So they are no longer in control. The ones here that are also no longer in control. And they are being arrested. They are being taken out of the picture. Some are being sent to the central sun for, we will say, reunification here. And even ones that you are knowledgeable about, that you know of, various ones here, are being taken out of the picture. We can mention one or two specific ones, but we will not go there at this point. Shoshana, do you have anything that you add here?
We wish to share, dear brother. May we share?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Dear brother, we will give the answer that you do not wish to hear. The answer to your dilemma is probability for anything to occur is always 100%. The mitigating factors are belief and consciousness, you see. When one participates in the illusion, then one will find themselves in the illusion. We will suggest that if you wish for a higher conscious world to emerge, that those that wish for that participate at that level. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
There was a very large earthquake in Haiti a couple of days ago, and I'm hearing that many, many people have died. And what I wanted to know, besides shining light on those who contracted to leave the planet, was that a last-ditch effort by the deep state cabal to create that, or was that a natural occurrence?
It's very difficult for, at this point, to ascertain the differences between those of the cabal, those of the alliance, and those of the Earth herself, Gaia herself, that are creating these instances here. Because there are many different avenues of expression that are needing to come out here. As far as the Earth goes, she needs to breathe. She needs to erupt here and there to continue to raise the vibration, to clear things out. So you have your floods and your earthquakes and your volcanoes and all of these things and various storms. But then there are also those storms and floods and earthquakes and all of these things that are created by those of the cabal, the dark forces here, attempting to, again, create fear amongst the population as much as they can. But then there is also the alliance as well that is participating at some of these levels in terms of flooding out and destroying many of the underground tunnel systems and all of these things that are happening. So there are many occurrences. We cannot go into individual occurrences here at this point. But all of this will come to your knowing at a point not too far off, we're finding it, where more and more truth will be revealed. And you will have an answer to that question, as well as many other questions that you, at this point, are not wanting to ask yet. Okay, Shoshana.
We'll share. Dear sister, may we share?
Of course.
Dear sister, it is difficult to define the challenges in this area of the planet. Those that occupy this island, these islands, are innocents. They are among the most beautiful and the most innocent on your planet. Those that are the most innocent and the most beautiful will be preyed upon, you see. That is currently how the darkness perpetrates the planet. We will say that to uplift this area that is attacked often is to pray for these beautiful, innocent people and uplift them into your prayers each day. Namaste.
And remember, the meek shall inherit the earth.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here? Anything further?
One more question, if I may. I wanted to know, is there an enhanced positive aspect of point at location to some of these countries to relay light by being physically present there versus just sending them light in meditation? Thank you.
A very wonderful question, and we can answer it in this way. It is what you believe. So if you believe that it is better to be there in person, then it brings about more activation of the light in that respect. But if you believe that you can do it from anywhere, then that also brings about the same activation. Okay, Shoshana.
We will share on this. May we share, dear brother?
Indeed. Thank you.
Dear brother, each being has a mission, you see, a varied mission. And often one is called to another part of the planet to continue sowing the seeds of their mission. So you must decide for yourself to listen to your guidance as one who serves has given, and decide if this is the how you wish to participate in your mission. We will say that hopelessness abounds in many areas of your planet. And when an individual brings hope to that area, there is always an upliftment of humanity, you see. So physical connection is as worthy as emotional connection. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here before we release John?
I have a question.
Yes, we hear two questions. Yes, we take one here in this room first and then the one on the call.
I have a question about not being clear of my mission and how to find out more about that. And also, will there be a full disclosure to convince people of what is really happening?
We will answer the second question here first. There will certainly be a full disclosure, but it will only be for those who are ready to hear that disclosure, to hear the truth. Because there will be many that will hear it and turn away from it, just as they do now at this point, where they hear those of you that speak about some of these things of the truth, but they turn a deaf ear to it and they go back to their programming, their propaganda, you see. So there will be those, though, that will hear what comes out, especially when they hear it through the media. Not your media as you understand it now, but the new media that will take over here. It is already in the process of doing so. And when that comes out in terms of your broadcasting system, we believe it is EBS, Emergency Broadcast System, when that is revealed, then many who were asleep at that point will begin more and more to awaken. That is the purpose of what this is going to bring. Okay?
Yes.
And your first part of the question about your particular mission, we cannot give you that, but you can receive that within yourself just simply by asking. Ask and you shall receive, you see? But you must ask. And then when you ask, you must listen. And when you listen, that is not necessarily going to come in terms of a thought that comes into you, although it could. It might be someone that you are led to. It might be a situation that you are brought into that reveals the answer to you and shows you what your mission is. But we will tell you right now, you are already in that mission. You are already in that part of it. Just by being here in this process here on this call, just by being aware that you even have a mission, how many people across the planet do not even think in those terms? Do not think that they have a mission. They might wonder what their purpose is, but they are not that concerned about it. They just go on with their life, living day to day. And there is nothing wrong with that, because if they are living in the moment, which is what we tell all of you all the time, to live in the moment, then you are living your mission at this point now. Okay? Shoshana, do you have something?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
We wish to share here, dear brother. May we share?
Please do.
Dear brother, each life is a jigsaw puzzle. Each being has a puzzle to complete, you see. Now, you must accept this, that this is the reality of this physical experience that you are having here on this planet. That you, as well as each one that is present on this planet, is presented with a puzzle with a jigsaw puzzle. Some never even take it out of the box. Some never even attempt to put it together, you see. But this is the reality of this planet. Now, for clarity to occur, you must take the puzzle out of the box and begin to assemble it. Now, we will ask you, when you assemble a jigsaw puzzle, does it show itself? No. You must put each piece in place. That is action, you see. Some think and think and think and think about what to do, and some just do it. Clarity occurs in the action, not in the thoughts. Namaste.
Wonderful, yes. Thank you. And the other one had a question on the phone?
Yes, I was told last year that spinach calcifies the pineal gland. It's like fluoride does, but I cannot find any information on that. Are you able to speak to that?
Did you say fluoride helps the pineal gland or does not
no,
help?
No, no. No, it calcifies it.
Yes.
And I was also told that spinach calcifies it. But is that true?
We would say no to the first part. The spinach is a vegetable, a green vegetable, and it brings many different nutrients and vitamins, minerals, all of this that the body needs. So how would something that is of nature be detrimental to you? Now, the other part of that, the fluoride, is not of nature. You see, it is something that is a byproduct of what the, we'll just say it is a byproduct, but something that the cabal has used in the purpose of calcifying the pineal gland and dumbifying the people. You see? Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We can offer our perspective on this. Do you wish for us to offer our perspective on this, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, how do you wish to implement your pineal gland?
I don't know. I've been trying.
In the process of trying, dear sister, what are you trying to do?
Detox my system. Meditate.
Dear sister, the goal here is to live with unconditional love in your heart. That will detoxify your pineal gland. The more you embody love, the more you embody light, the more kindness you show towards your fellow man, the more compassion you live with, the more you are of service to others, the pineal gland will activate itself. Namaste.
We will also add here, the more that you use your visualization ability, that will also reactivate your pineal gland more and more. Visualize will lead to a higher expression within your pineal gland.
May we continue for one moment, dear sister?
Yes.
Dear being of light, to accomplish anything, one must know what they are attempting to accomplish. You must have a goal in mind. The gland that you call the pineal is the link to your soul, is the link to the divine. Each time you attempt to decalcify, detox, activate, you must realize that this gland is the most sacred of all to reach your own divinity. And you must have that in mind when you are processing your processes to activate this gland. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release channel? No? Then Shoshana, do you have parting message?
We wish to say that in each moment, know that you are being guided. Know that you must place the piece of the puzzle in front of you into the puzzle as you move forward. And that is all you will be given. And be happy with that, knowing that you are moving on your journey and you will succeed in the ultimate desire to ascend. Namaste.
Very good. And we would just say here, continue to be in the moment as much as you can and find yourselves in those higher vibrations, remaining out of the illusion that is appearing all around you. But remember, it is just an illusion, a show. And this show is going to come to a remarkable end when all of this is said and done. Shanti, peace be with you.